Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the challenges facing the Warren County Sheriff's Department? Let's go in-depth with Sheriff Brian Voss. Sheriff, how long have you been sheriff?
I'm going on my second term, so I've been sheriff here for 6 years. Been with Warren County for 21 years. Started as a deputy and then ran for sheriff in 2012.
Did you grow up here?
No. I grew up just south of Grinnell, a little town called Searsboro. I had an uncle who used to be the chief of police in Pella, so he kind of got me interested in it and went to college and did my internship here and got hired on.
And no regrets?
No regrets. Nope. Love helping people.
And what's special about Warren County?
It's close to Des Moines. You can go to Des Moines and get your big attractions, but yet you can come down here and like a little hometown.
And how many, how big's your staff? How many deputies? Can you give us a little background there?
With myself included, there's 20 deputies. We have 9 dispatchers. The sheriff is responsible for the dispatch center here, so we have 9 full-time dispatchers. Currently, we have 3 jailers that help transport, and then we have 2 full-time clerks and 1 part-time clerk in the office here.
And how do your deputies distribute themselves around the county? I presume there's some kind of system so you don't have everybody clustered in the same spot?
Usually divided up east and west side of the county. They work 6 days on, 3 days off. So one day they might be on the west side of the county working. Next day they're assigned east side. So they're always in a different part of the county on a rotation.
And you have some deputies that have been around for a while, I presume?
Yep. We have one. I think our longest one's been here almost 30 years.
So a lot of people like it, want to stay, raise
a
family.
Yeah, we don't have, usually when you come to work at the sheriff's office, you retire from here.
And why is that?
I think the sheriff's office is pretty unique. You have all gamuts of the law enforcement. You serve civil papers, you take care of the jail, you patrol. So unlike your police departments, they don't serve a lot of papers. Plus you have a whole, 500 and some square miles to travel in for your job. So
that keeps you plenty busy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Probably meeting new people every day.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What's that like?
I enjoy meeting new people. You see, in the office here, you see a lot of the same people come through. Every 5 years, gun permits come up. You see them come through. They'll come in, ask questions. Just nice talking to people in the community.
Now, you've had some challenges recently over the last few years with the courthouse, and you're in the courthouse still?
We're still here on the second floor of the courthouse. We are the only entity here at this current facility. It started 2 years ago. The courts moved out. We traveled almost a year to Marion County to haul prisoners for court. Then just January of this year, the state jail inspector shut our jail down. So all our initial appearance people who come to jail, we take Jasper County. We hold a majority of our inmates in Jasper and some in Marion.
That has to stress your budget a little bit, doesn't it, all those transports?
Yes, it does. Usually the first 2 days of the week, there's 3, sometimes 4 of us transporting prisoners on Mondays and Tuesdays. Wednesdays, sometimes we have to do some transports and then again on Friday. But I set a goal for myself and my staff. We will not take a patrol person off patrol to transport. So myself, jail administrator, the jailers, chief deputy, we all chip in and do the transports.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Warren County Sheriff Brian Voss. That must get a little tiring. That's not what you went into law enforcement for.
No, we didn't. That's not what we went into it for, but, a bond referendum passed. In the next 2 years, we'll have a new building sitting right here on the square. A justice center that'll hold the courts, the jail, the county attorney's office, clerk of courts. It'll all be right back here on the square.
How do you feel about that?
It's a long time coming. So it'll be nice once it's all done.
Yeah, it was a real problem, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. This has been going on for, oh, a good three and a half years, I would say.
When you're going to make another, you're going to make a temporary move, though, I understand.
Yes. Here in the next month, month and a half, our dispatch that is currently housed on the third floor of the courthouse will be moved to the administration building, to a special room there. The rest of the sheriff's office will move to the west end of town, 1801 West 2nd Avenue, Suite B, where we will book in people who are brought to jail and do our normal business.
And that'll be a good space for now?
That'll be a good space for the next 2 years, yes.
Because what's the major landmark out there? Everybody know that spot?
Or? It would be right across from the sports page, right to the south of the sports page there. Be just to the east of the Dollar General, right next to Two Rivers Martial Arts.
Is it going to be hard to transfer dispatch?
Yes, that is, along with the 911 coordinated emergency management, that has been, we've been working at that for quite a while. There's a lot of moving parts that have to move simultaneously to get everything to work. And I told them when we were going to have to move, I said, I want to be able to turn the lights off here at this building at the courthouse and turn the lights on in the new center, dispatch center, with no downtime. The only thing that may be down is 911 calls that may be transferred to Westcom communications, which that happens if we have a problem here anyhow. So it's nothing different.
So public safety not compromised at all?
Public safety not compromised, no.
Well, after being here so long, it's going to be tough to move though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Lots of memories here?
Lots of memories here, lots of antiques, you might say, as you get to digging in closets and a lot of old stuff here, yes.
Give you a chance to start a little new, though.
Start a little new, yes.
Okay, so the public isn't even going to notice that this is happening, probably.
That we're, our dispatch is moving, no. And we will get the word out and also put it on the county website of our new address. No, disruption of service, we don't want that to happen.
Are there any other challenges that your department faces?
No, not that I can think of right now. You know, we come to work every day. We strive to do our best and keep the public safe.
Do you have a philosophy of leadership?
You lead by example. I think if my philosophy is I can't expect a deputy to do something I'm not willing to do. So that's my philosophy.
And everybody responds well to that. It's if the boss will do it, it's tough to argue not, but I don't want to do it.
I think you are correct there, yes.
How about any budgetary issues, things set up how you need them to best protect the public?
I think, you know, public safety could always use more money to better do public safety, but sometimes it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of county, you got roads, you got a lot of other departments that are also fighting for the same money, so you do what you can and get what you can.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Warren County Sheriff Brian Voss. There's so many advancements in technology, the systems that are in the patrol cars. When you first started, you couldn't probably even imagine those.
No. When I first started, we didn't have computers in the cars. So now when the county purchases a new vehicle, really by the time you get it outfitted, you're spending more money on the items you're putting in the patrol car and getting it set up than you're on the spinning on the car. So with all the advancements, the computers, you know, the cameras, all that, it all adds up.
Now I know that you do training periodically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any training events coming up or any training that you've done in the past year or so that you want to share with people?
They're coming out with a new thing. It's kind of school violence, but it's a new training the state has just come out with. I had two deputies just go to that here 2 weeks ago with a lot of state patrol and state agencies. That's going to be the new not active shooter, but maybe active assailant or something. It's called something like that. Used to be called active shooter, but they've kind of changed that. So they're going to be setting up some training for us, hopefully set up for training for other local agencies. So it's not only for law enforcement, it gets dispatchers and fire department personnel involved too. So,
yeah, which is a good thing. I heard that they were doing some changes with that, all kinds of new things that we've learned over the years.
Yeah. So I got two deputies certified in that.
And how about patrols? It's not that long until we're up into the Thanksgiving holiday and the and into Christmas.
We did get a Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau grant for seatbelt and OWI enforcement. So on the weekends, guys are, if they want to, they can come in and work, you know, 4-6 hours overtime, look for impaired drivers and make sure people are wearing their seatbelts.
Are people wearing their seatbelts?
Yes. Yep.
What? Guess what kind of compliance? What do they do?
I would say we've gone up to probably about 90%, I would say.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, especially for people like me that are a little older. We grew up when their seatbelts hadn't been invented.
Yep, when the law first passed, I mean, I can remember they were just lap belts.
Yeah, so that was it.
Just had the lap belt to put on, so... You know, it's changed a lot over the years. You got the lap belt, you got the shoulder belt, and then you got all the airbags that blow up all around you. So,
yeah, and now I just automatically, I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Just buckle up.
Well, and now the cars tell you you don't have it on, too. They'll ding at you long enough.
That's true. Well, we're in harvest season. There's some equipment on the highway. Is that an issue in the county?
I would say probably the last week, you'll see a lot more semis on the road, a lot more combines, tractors with big grain carts, just be aware. They're trying to get the crops out. You know, we all get in a hurry. We just need to slow down and watch for the warning lights.
Mm-hmm. And we've got some new laws on the warning lights too, and the school buses and all that. We've got to be more careful.
Yep, we got to make sure. One big thing I've noticed is, you know, you see a car on the side of the road with flashers on, you do have to get over in the other lane now if you can. So, you know, if you can't get over in the other lane, stop and let that car get past, then go around them. So let's just be aware of that. Especially this time of year, too, with a deer running. Somebody could have just hit a deer. You don't know. We're seeing an uptick in the deer accidents right now. So
they're really moving.
Yes, they are.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
A big thing, you know, especially with deer season coming up and the deer accidents, if you do see one that's got hit, you know, let us know. Hey, there's a deer in the roadway. Especially, you know, traffic through here, it starts at 4:30 in the morning. It's still dark out till 7 o'clock. If you're going northbound on the highway, 65 and 9, 4-lane, 65 mile an hour, deer laying in the road, you can't move very quick if somebody's right beside you. So if you see something in the roadway, give us a call. We'll come out and get it off the road for you. I'd rather have that than somebody get caused an accident that involves 3 or 4 more people.
Thanks to Sheriff Brian Voss for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.